the Dixon inviting question of the day. If you could time travel 100 years into either the past or the future, which one would you choose and why? The question is, can you come back? I don't know. I mean, maybe you're there and you just have to live there from that point on.
Everyone has questions about this question.
100 years into the future or the past, Jim Dent, which would you prefer? I can't hear you. We can't. There we go.
What did I ever do to you?
Yeah, come on, man.
I'd go into the past. I'd open up a trust account. I would put stock from, IBM. All of the
sure.
Did that, what, did,
some success, Apple, I, Twitter.
Did IBM, was IBM around in 1922?
The American Comptometer and Tabulating Company.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's pretty good. He knows it off the top of his head.
He would know that. I like that. Very good. What about you, Valerie?
I think I would like to go travel 100 years back in the past and meet some family, great-grandparents and things like that can tell us a little bit.
They're all racist. Every one of them. You should know that. They're all going to be horribly racist.
I would like to meet my grandfathers. Yeah. I never did.
I had an uncle that died that I never got to meet as my mother's brother.
What if you were to go back in time and you accidentally kill him?
What?
Then you'd be like, hey, now we know what happened.
Oh, gosh, Richard,
now we know why he's dead.
No.
John Byrd.
Well, I wouldn't want to go into the future because we know what's going to happen.
We do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. AI. It's going to take over.
Okay.
It's going to be a battle between man and machine.
Yeah.
So I would go backwards in time, although I don't think I would enjoy it, but that's my choice.
Are bad. He doesn't like going forward or backwards.
I'll take the present.
He's saying he's also not crazy about where he is right
now.
Look at him. I'm the only one that would go into the future. I think that's interesting. We know what happened in the past. I'm not interested. I'm interested in seeing what's coming up in 100 years. And then if I can come back, I'll know which stocks are big, and I can go ahead.
You can just go ahead and tell all of us.
Thank you,
Richard.
Leave something behind for my family and friends. Let's see. Thomas says, I'd buy a bunch of stuff that's worth a fortune now. Oh, yeah, I'd go into the past. I got it. A lot of people seem to be doing this for personal gain. I'd back to the future that stuff. Go into the past and back to the future. What does that mean? You date your own mom? That'd be weird.
Oh, no, that is.
Todd, I'd love to go back to the 50s and witness the birth and onslaught of rock and roll. I said 100 years, Todd. It's 100.
Not 50. You're 100.
Going back, 1922. You're in the roaring 20s. There's flappers and bathtub
Whoa, watch
gin.
Watch yourself now.
That's all you got. Neither. 100 years ago, we were coming out of World War I and approaching the Depression. 100 years from now, it's probably going to be a crapshoot. Okay, Dave. Thanks, Captain Buzzkill.
I see a lot more past than travel forward.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.